Angoon now holds preliminary federal permits for two hydro sites in Thomas Bay. Last month, the commission awarded the city of over 400 people a permit for Scenery Creek. And this month, Angoon was awarded the right to study Ruth Lake, a second mountain lake about 70 miles away across Admiralty Island and Stevens Passage. Angoon Mayor Albert Howard says the projects need to be developed and need to benefit everyone in Southeast.
We're taking a pretty good hard look at the whole region as a whole. I mean, we understand that energy is one of the key things that need to be addressed here is the cost of energy. But while we were looking at it, we also realized it's a regional problem.
Angoon's application says the power from the Thomas Bay projects would be sold to utilities in Petersburg, Wrangell, and Ketchikan, and eventually to Cake through a proposed connection to that community. The revenue would help subsidize the high cost of power in Angoon, which is dependent on diesel electricity. Howard says Angoon just wants to benefit from the sale of cheap hydropower, like larger southeast towns.
We are still paying quite a bit for our energy in this community. And believe it or not, we are still Southeast Alaska. We're sitting right in the smack dab in the middle of Southeast Alaska. And our community's, you know, been doing what we can to survive for a lot of years. We're just trying a new approach. This approach has been done by Petersburg, Ketchikan. You know, and they're making a lot of money off of it. No, that's no secret, and a lot of those projects were paid for by the state of Alaska.
Petersburg, Wrangell, and Ketchikan jointly own two hydroelectric plants that supply the bulk of power for those three communities at some of the lowest rates in the state. Angoon was competing for the Ruth Lake permit with Wrangell, Petersburg, and the private company Cascade Creek. That company is also looking at developing a third site in Thomas Bay at Swan Lake. Howard says his community will be working with Cascade Creek on the projects, and he invites any other community to join in the effort.
We've got a good working relationship with Wrangell, and we're going to continue to work with them as long as they see that this is going to benefit them. These projects will benefit everyone in that region, as well as if we do this right, it'll benefit all of Southeast.
The Federal Commission granted the Ruth Lake permit based on the outcome of a random drawing this past August. Municipalities that apply have a preference over a private applicant, and the FERC order states that it could not decide which of the three municipalities had a better plan to develop Ruth Lake. Both Wrangell and Petersburg, for different reasons, objected to the Commission's decision to use that random drawing process. Wrangell also has been working with the private company Cascade Creek on development plans for Thomas Bay. Several Petersburg residents argued that cooperation between Wrangell, Angoon, and Cascade Creek made those efforts a hybrid of public and private interests. The ruling says it's not the commission's policy to investigate allegations of a public-private hybrid at the preliminary permit stage. While Petersburg is closest to the Ruth Lake site, the commission also said it does not take into account proximity of a project in awarding a permit, and said it could also not consider other arguments about why one application was better than the others.
Well, I think, it was done fair and square. I have no problem with it.
That's Wrangell Borough Assemblymember Warren Edgley. He says his borough's focus is on pursuing a power line between Southeast Alaska and British Columbia in order to export the region's hydroelectricity, as well as building a larger Southeast power grid. Edgley says none of the Thomas Bay projects will happen without a connection to the Canadian grid, and he's hopeful that Angoon can get ready to build the Ruth Lake plant.
Well, I just hope that Angoon is able to move the project from the preliminary permit phase to the licensing phase and get it ready to go to build if we get an AKBC interconnection.
Edgley estimates that Wrangell has spent somewhere around $30,000 on applying for the Ruth Lake permit and advocating for the AKBC intertie. Petersburg officials say they have not added up all the costs from pursuing the Ruth Lake application, but they will have spent upwards of $160,000. That's the amount of a grant from the state's Renewable Energy Fund last year. Petersburg Mayor Al Dwyer says he's disappointed by the news.
I don't understand why they decided the way they did. I'm too shocked really to respond. I thought we had a better chance than that, seeing as how we were the only pure municipality that applied. The rest were, in my view, hybrids.
The three sites in Thomas Bay are around 15 to 20 miles north of Petersburg, and the city had hoped to develop the Ruth Lake site for a backup power source, as well as selling the excess power to other communities. Dwyer and other elected officials have been opposed to working with Cascade Creek, the private company. Also, the city, as well as residents and businesses that use the area, have opposed the development proposals for Scenery Creek and Swan Lake. Dwyer says Petersburg will be keeping an eye on the Thomas Bay projects.
I don't see Petersburg desiring to pollute with sound and sight the scenic cove. And I'm not sure. I'm sure that someday Thomas Bay, Swan Lake at Thomas Bay, will probably be developed in a environmentally pleasant way, you know, acceptable way. But I think Petersburg is going to be looking very closely at what's going to occur in the near future in Thomas Bay.
Meanwhile, Sitka Republican State Senator Bert Stedman, who also represents both Wrangell and Petersburg, says he thinks there's little probability that Scenery Creek or Swan Lake will be developed.
Just due to the environmental issues dealing with it, I think that I'd be surprised if the community of Petersburg, along with the rest of the communities in the southeast, would support that development. Ruth Lake is different. It's smaller at 20 megs. There's clear support for that and need for it, and less environmental impact. We can develop our hydros without maximizing the environmental impacts. We can target areas like Ruth Lake and Tackett's that have a much smaller impact.
Tackett's Lake is a proposed hydro plant for the community of Sitka. The federal preliminary permit does not grant the right to build a hydropower plant at Ruth Lake, but Angoon has the next 3 years to study hydro potential at the site, and it will be first in line if it does decide to seek a development license. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.